Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. Researchers at Oxford University in the UK say results from a late-stage trial show its COVID-19 vaccine, developed alongside the drug maker AstraZeneca, is 70% effective, but that protection could rise to about 90%, depending on how the two doses are administered. Word about another potential vaccine helps stocks begin this holiday shortened week on a positive note. NPR Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 250 points in early trading.
Investors are balancing encouraging reports on vaccine trials with a rising number of coronavirus infections, which have triggered new limits on business activity in the U.S. and Europe. A survey of purchasing managers found business in the Eurozone slowed during November. Public health officials in the U.S. are cautioning against holiday travel and get-togethers this week. The outgoing Trump administration is also taking away some of the emergency tools that the Federal Reserve has been using to prop up the economy during the pandemic recession. Stocks in Asia were higher overnight. Indexes rose in Seoul, Shanghai, and Hong Kong. Japanese markets were closed for a holiday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. has moved past the 12 million mark in documented coronavirus infections. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports as cases surge, there's also an increase in hospitalizations and COVID-19 deaths.
The U.S. is averaging about 170,000 new cases per day, a 60% increase compared to just 2 weeks ago. Deaths are averaging about 1,200 per day and rising. That's nearly a person dying from COVID-19 every minute. Here is former CDC Director Tom Frieden on the surge.
It's shocking. We're losing the equivalent of a 9/11 attack every 3 days in the U.S.
There are now more than 83,000 people hospitalized. Frieden says he hopes people will follow the CDC advisory and stay home this holiday. He says it's better to have a Zoom Thanksgiving than an ICU Christmas. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
President Trump formally asking for a recount of Georgia's 2020 presidential vote total. Stephen Fowler with Georgia Public Broadcasting says this follows a hand recount completed last week as part of a state audit.
Georgia law allows the loser to request a recount if the final margin is within 0.5%. Trump's loss to Joe Biden falls into that category with 12,670 votes separating the two. Taxpayers will be on the hook for this retabulation, the third count in as many weeks. Last week, a statewide audit resulted in a full hand count of every vote and confirmed that Biden did indeed win. But this time, election workers must put all those ballots through high-speed scanners, just like the original way they were counted. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
This is NPR. Reports out of Israel say Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has met with Saudi Arabia's crown prince. Israeli media say Netanyahu secretly flew to the city to a Saudi city yesterday where Mohammed bin Salman was meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The meeting would be the first known encounter between the top Israeli and Saudi officials. Ethiopia says its troops have surrounded the capital city of a defiant regional government. NPR's Ada Peralta reports they have given the rebels 3 days to surrender.
For about 3 weeks, Ethiopian forces have been moving toward Mekele. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed says the leaders of the Tigray People's Liberation Front have 3 days to surrender. He says they will try to avoid civilian casualties. But on state TV, one of his colonels, Dejen Segai, warned civilians that the military would attack with heavy artillery. Government rivals, whom he called the junta, are hiding among civilians. So citizens, he said, should turn them over to avoid harm. Human Rights Watch said the contours of that attack seemed unlawful because they could amount to collective punishment. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
To California now, where police in San Jose have yet to confirm an arrest following a stabbing at a church last night. The stabbing happened inside the Grace Baptist Church. Authorities say at least two people were killed. It's unclear how many people were wounded. Police say the church was not holding services at the time, but had invited people experiencing homelessness inside to take shelter from the cold. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.